Well, the Wall Street Journal is reporting today that Walmart may be in talks to buy the insurance company Humana. It's a deal that could have a major impact on the retail giant as well as the health insurance market. And it follows a series of deals in healthcare services, including the proposed $69 billion takeover of Aetna by CVS. That was announced in December. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So the Walmart-Humana deal is still in initial talks, but how big could this be?
Well, right. Like you said, that's an important point that it is only initial talks. The Wall Street Journal first reported that they were in merger talks. Since then, our reporters at Bloomberg have found out that, yes, the two have explored a potential merger, but it's among a wide range of other options of how they could partner. And an outright merger won't necessarily be the outcome, although it sounds like it is a possibility. But as far as the question of how big it would be if they did merge, it would be a huge deal. Humana's market value right now is at about $37 billion. So hypothetically, if Walmart were to buy them and pay a premium to that, you're talking about a deal in the $40 to $50 billion range, which is a pretty monster deal. And these two industries are very, very much getting closer together through deals like this and through deals like the Aetna CVS deal.
So why would Walmart want to get involved in the health insurance industry?
Well, you know, obviously, if you're a big public company like this, the way you keep shareholders happy is you have to keep growing. And Walmart's growth, they are very big. They make a lot of money. But that growth element has really fallen off in recent years. Revenue has been growing, you know, in the single-digit percentage for the last few years. I think it even slipped a little bit in 2016. And the reason is, you know, Walmart is so big and so sort of omnipresent throughout this country that it's hard to grow that sort of brick-and-mortar retail business, especially with all the competition online. So they're kind of trying to think outside the box and think of another industry to pull into the Walmart brand that would allow them to achieve that growth that keeps their investors happy.
Walmart has 1.5 million U.S. workers, many of whom receive health care through Walmart. There's also the point that Humana is focused on Medicare, which services one of Walmart's biggest demographics. That would be seniors. So there are clear advantages with Humana specifically.
Right. And remember, there are about 4,700 pharmacies already in Walmart stores. And part of the logic of the CVS Aetna deal is that CVS also runs healthcare clinics right inside the store in many of their stores. So the thinking seems to be that as foot traffic to retail stores is lost to the internet, it may make sense to throw some more health services into the mix at the stores to give people more of a reason to visit. And as you point out, with Walmart customers particularly, it's a demographic that, you know, might not be prone to go to a doctor as much as a more convenient location inside of a store. Not saying that Walmart would take this approach, but I think the CVS Aetna deal has a lot of people sort of thinking that might make sense to combine healthcare and consumer services all under one roof.
There's also Amazon, Walmart's biggest competitor, which just recently announced it's going to partner with Berkshire Hathaway and J.P. Morgan Chase to try to reduce healthcare costs for its employees. What is behind this trend?
Well, I think there's the high cost of health insurance and healthcare in general, and really sort of an outcry to bring those costs down. A lot of demand for that, and companies like Amazon and J.P. Morgan figuring out, you know, we're big, very tech savvy, financial savvy companies. Maybe we can do a better job at this, and it's kind of lighting a fire under the rest of the industry to really provide healthcare at a cheaper and health insurance at a much cheaper affordability to people before the next guy comes in and disrupts the industry.
One more thing, Mike, we talked so much about the giant Amazon. We should also note that Walmart is huge itself. It has $500 billion in revenue now. Charles Fishman, the author of The Walmart Effect, points out that is about $1 million a minute. So they're still doing well, even in the world of Amazon.
Absolutely. And, you know, Walmart's online operations have become very successful, too. So they're not, you know, giving up the fight in this competition. As you say, still a giant company. So, you know, any company that big has the cash, has the money to take a chance on something like this and try to, you know, really expand outward into a different industry. So it's in a way, it's a very surprising deal, but in a way, it's also not when you think of the trends in both industries.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Another interesting fact, some 95% of U.S. consumers shopped at a Walmart store or on its website in 2016. That's according to NPD.